topic is a good one. It's all about how to study and develop good study habits. We all know that studying is part of growing up, and we all know that sometimes the struggle is real to sit down and focus to learn the study guide and be more successful when we take tests. We decided to dig deeper into how we could educate kids on good ways to create study habits. We are Holly and Emily.
These are life skills that need to last long after the test. In fact, the habits that we will teach you today are more than just study habits. They are problem-solving skills, organization skills, and also time management strategies that will help us today and into our adult life. So let's get started.
One strategy that is very important is to talk to your teachers about doing some lessons on how to study and how to take a test. This is a great way to enhance the communication between teachers and students and to let teachers know that we want to know more about test-taking skills and study skills rather than just the content and information that is on this particular test.
We need to learn how to get organized, and this is another lesson that we could learn from our parents and our teachers. A great way to organize your time is to get an agenda or day planner book and write out your week. Write down your assignments, appointments, sports, to-do lists. Each week, review your week to make sure that you stayed on track. Also, don't forget to look at it daily to make sure you don't forget anything.
If you are confused with the study guide or information that comes home that you're supposed to study, don't ignore this. Ask your parents, friends, and especially your teacher for extra help and skills on what to do if you don't know the answer. You might even want to ask for the study guide well in advance so that you are not cramming a week before the test.
This one is so important. With today's technology swarming around us, it is so important to unplug, find a quiet space to study so that you are focused with no distractions. Do not have technology around you. Even the ding of a text can get you off track.
Develop a study plan before you get started. Try not to wait for the night before the test to get started on your studying. An idea might be to buy a wall calendar and assign yourself topics and tasks for each day leading up to test day. This is a great way to set goals, which is so important to be successful in life. Even better, create a study group. That will guarantee playdates and hangout sessions if your parents know that you'll be studying instead of scrolling the internet.
When you are reading your information, highlight and work through the important stuff only. This might be the main idea or important words, etc. You might even want to color code it, but make sure that is the information that you go over with many times to make sure it sticks. One way you can highlight is red for things you are having difficulty with, yellow for the information that you are growing or almost getting, and green for the information that comes easy to you and you feel you have mastered. Next, take this study guide to school and show your teacher so that he or she can see what you may need help with. You can also show color coding to your parents. You might even want to color code this way when you are taking the test to show the teacher how you are feeling with certain questions while taking the test.
Most importantly, as kids, we need to listen and we need to care. The teachers can't learn for us. They work hard to support us, but we have to do the work. Bottom line, we can't make excuses for ourselves, and we can't have our parents make excuses for us either. We know that sometimes we sit in class thinking that what we are learning doesn't really matter, but in reality, it does. It's not even about the content that we are learning, but it is about how to prepare for hard things. It is about persevering and actively educating ourselves about what is happening in our world. Everything that we do in school is for our future selves. It might not seem like it now, but if we start to look at studying and taking tests as skills that will help us beyond the test, like ways to time manage, ways to learn about stuff that you don't know, ways to problem solve, ways to figure out the world, and so on, then you would really understand how important being a good studier is.
Whoever you want to become as you grow will be affected by the way you choose to learn. If you choose to listen, research, reflect, connect, collaborate, and problem solve, then it will only influence your career that you end up in someday. For example, if you want to become a hockey player, you need to know how to time manage, read a contract, remember plays, debate with the ref, and so much more. This all happens when we study too.
If you want to become a doctor or a veterinarian, you will need to be able to problem solve in order to find a cure, research how to help someone who is sick, be able to collaborate with other doctors to learn more and ask questions, etc. We do all of these things in study groups, too. Think about the life you want to create for yourself. How will these habits help you now and in the future? You will be surprised at how much you really need them.
Today we have one of our teachers, Mademoiselle Fitzpatrick, here with us today to also give us some tips on effective ways to study in order to make it outlast the test in order to use these skills to help us in our daily lives.
Mademoiselle Fitzpatrick, thank you for being here. What advice do you have for us kids to study more effectively?
Well, thank you very much for having me on here. It sounds like you guys have some really great strategies starting off and listening to what you guys had to say. I would say the biggest tip that I would have is take a deep breath, remember that you are very smart and that you are able, and get a good night's sleep and eat a big breakfast. That would be the very first thing that I would do. The next thing is, I think you guys pointed it out earlier, is to become a really active listener in the classroom and to pay attention to what your teachers are focusing on, what the learning focuses are of the day. Do not study the night before the test. That will not help you. That will probably make you feel a little bit more nervous than you need to be. I would say start studying about 2 weeks before the test, depending on how big or how important it is. And you guys highlighted this a lot too. Communicate and ask your teachers. We love questions. And chances are, if you have a question, someone else does too.
Do you have any time management strategies?
For sure. So when I give out study guides, often what we like to do is we'll chunk and we'll organize each question on the study guide in relation to our notes. So for example, if your teacher gives you 10 questions that you should be able to answer for the test, I would time it so that each question I would study each night. So for example, if the first question is, you need to know what an ecosystem and a habitat is and what the differences are, then I would focus on that topic that night, and then the next night I would focus on a different topic. So learning to put them into small chunks so that we're not doing the whole test all at once and breaking them up over a few nights.
How do you use these skills and habits for yourself to assist in your job as a teacher?
What a great question. I love that one. Especially for elementary teachers, I teach every single subject, so sometimes that can get really overwhelming when you have a lot of things to plan and organize. So what I like to do is I like to make a schedule and I stick to it. It's all about planning and preparing, and you know, one of my favorite things to always say is if you're failing to prepare, then you're preparing to fail. So I think the best thing that I can do is just organize it into different chunks and nights. For example, every Monday I do all my copying for the next week. And then every Tuesday I make sure that all my correcting is up to date. So this can be true for anything in life. Maybe every Monday you go to the grocery store, or maybe every Tuesday you have a reading night with your family, and maybe every Wednesday you do a game night. So these are all ways that we manage our time, that we chunk them based on our priorities and what's important to us.
Is there anything else that you feel we need to talk about today?
I think the most important thing to know is every student is different and every learner is different, and these are all great, helpful tips, but maybe certain things work well for you and maybe some things don't work as well. So find out what kind of learner you are. Maybe you're someone who likes to draw pictures and to do concept maps. Maybe you're somebody who likes to rewrite their notes. Maybe you're someone who likes to talk about it with mom or dad. Maybe you like to play headbands with keywords. Maybe you like to play Quizlet. There's no one way to study, and the more ways that you do study, the better that you will become. And I think that it's really important to, especially when you're younger, to find out how you learn best and what you like to do to memorize or to remember concepts and skills.
Thank you again for taking the time to be with us. It shows how teachers really are there for their students and are willing to do whatever it takes to support us in our learning.
So you see, it is so much more than studying or taking a test. Developing good study habits is preparing ourselves for our future beyond the information on a test. It is preparing us to persevere even when it is hard. It is preparing us to learn and how to find out things if we don't know the answer. Education is the key to our future, and if we don't put in the effort, do the work, see how important this really is, then our world is in trouble.
Be confident in your ability to persevere. Habits create excellence and high performance, especially when we use those habits to help us learn more about our world. Start with creating study habits. Try not to complicate it too much. Understand why you study and why it is important. Don't hide from the challenge. Embrace it, and know that this is all part of life, even studying. Just because you may not like studying doesn't mean you don't have to do it. Learn, set goals, practice, and push yourself.
We hope that you will take some of these ideas to help you with your education. We know that it will take time and some organizing, but we know you can do it. Humans are wired for hard things and for connection, so let's get to work!